Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You and get you the car insurance you need. You don't have to be rolling in the dough to get it going again. Go to directauto.com.
Get direct and get going. Get a super low down payment for as low as $35. Direct General Group, Nashville, Tennessee. Down payments vary. Terms and conditions apply. Doesn't reduce premium. Additional fees may apply. How you buy impacts cost.
Drivers, start your engines.
Because the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event, where every vehicle is inspired by Honda's racing spirit, is going on now. And for a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get 2.9% APR on the 2020 Honda Accord. Named America's best midsize sedan by Car and Driver. Race into your local Honda dealer today.
See your local Memphis area Honda dealer for great deals on the award-winning Honda Accord.
See dealer for financing details. Car and Driver, January 2019.
I'm Joe Coy, stand-up comedian, and I'm here to toast my mother. Sam Adams is the best beer for this toast. It's grassroots. It's family. What I take from that is the same thing that I got from my mom. Mom, when you came to this country, it was to give the kids an opportunity that you knew that you would never have. Thank you for everything you sacrificed.
So this is for you.
I'm so proud of you.
And I love you so much. Oh my God, bottoms up. Slow down, lady.
That's good.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Savor the flavor responsibly.
Here's Howie Long for Skechers Wide Fit.
Regular shoes feel cramped and uncomfortable. Kind of like getting stuck in the middle seat of an airplane.
Excuse me, that's my armrest.
I'm pretty sure that's my armrest. But wide fit shoes from Skechers feel like this.
Mr. Long, you've been upgraded.
That's why I wear Skechers Wide Fit. They've got extra room throughout, plus Skechers exclusive air cool memory foam. They're like first class for your feet.
Find Skechers Wide Fit at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Your tax refund is all you need to get that car or truck you want, and you only pay the low wholesale price. Yes, at Wholesale Unlimited, you don't pay the retail price, and they have layaway plans, so do it today. It's on Pleasant View, just off Covington Pike, and all you pay is the wholesale price. So many SUVs, cars, and trucks to choose from. That's why they call it Wholesale Unlimited. You want a Cadillac Escalade? A Mustang GT? How about a Jeep Grand Cherokee or a Toyota 4Runner? You want a loaded Tahoe, Ram truck, Camaro or Mercedes? Go to the online inventory at wucars.com or just Google Wholesale Unlimited to find what you want. A little money goes a long way when you can buy cars and trucks at wholesale and use your tax refund to get the price even lower. Right now, Wholesale Unlimited has great cars and trucks priced at only $7,000 to $8,000 and in-house financing. Go to Pleasant View just off Covington Pike today. Tell them you heard about it on 92.9 ESPN. You can thank me later.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
When our country is faced with adversity, it's not about taking care of ourselves, but taking care of each other. It's the sum of the small parts that make a big difference. To help you get through this, Chevy is promising to do ours. We're offering Chevy owners OnStar Crisis Assist services and Wi-Fi data to help keep you connected to the things that matter most. And for those in need of a new vehicle, interest-free APR financing with deferred monthly payments for 120 days on most 2019 models and 2020 Equinox, Silverado 1500, and Trax models for very well-qualified buyers when they finance with GM Financial. You may even have the option to shop online from your dealer and take delivery at home. It's just our way of doing our part. Learn more at ChevyCares.com.
See your Mid-South Chevy dealers.
At participating dealers, to activate Pressure Blue OnStar button, limited time offer, data provided by AT&T. See OnStar.com for details and limitations. Exclude select base terms. Length of contract limited. Must finance with GM Financial. Some customers may not qualify. Down payment required at signing if applicable. Not available in lease and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 3/31/20.
Take me around the world and back again. As I'm searching for my something, oh, that's something that I'm wondering where I'm going when my story ends. Does it even matter anyway?
Every day at this time, we like to do a little thing we call the rundown. Why don't we get to it?
Now, it's the rundown. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Bruce Arians, Tampa Bay head coach, has spoken on whether he's considering adding Antonio Brown, which had been reported Tom Brady might be interested in bringing the off-troubled Antonio Brown down to Tampa to sort of complete the circle, I guess, of weapons he needs. Bruce Arians has weighed in, and I believe we have the audio. Rather than me breaking it down for you, he says it pretty succinctly.
Yeah.
Here's Bruce Arians.
Yeah, this is from the Tickey and Tierney show on CBS Sports Radio. So just wanted to give credit where it was due.
Thank you.
Tickey and Tierney, Bruce Arians on Antonio Brown.
Is there anything else that is going to happen in this offseason? Because there's speculation that Antonio Brown wants to come down there and play with you. Now, you know him a little bit, obviously, from the Pittsburgh Steelers days. What's the likelihood AB gets back in Tampa? Because I know he has, or at least Tom has had an affinity for him because of his work ethic. You know, forget all the other antics, but just how he works on the field and in practice. It's top of the line.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
There's
no room.
Yeah,
and probably not enough money, but it's just not going to happen. It's not a fit here.
Interesting. Well, there is room though, because you lost Perriman. I don't know if he says I'm coming in on the veteran minimum, coach. I just want to play with Tom. You still wouldn't find a way to get him in?
No.
Wow. Is it just because you don't trust what he could do to the culture? Why so steadfast that you would not give it a chance?
Yeah, I just know him, and it's not a fit in our locker room.
I don't think you need to say anything else. You're not a fan. Understood. Thanks. Gotcha. Okay.
Good.
I don't blame you. I've said the same thing. I wouldn't risk it. I really wouldn't.
Now, I do wonder, before we break down what Arian said, if Tom Brady came to him and says, I know, but I really want him, if you change your mind. Or is Bruce Arians already, you know, so comfortable with Tom that he put his foot down right there and just say no? Tom signed up, so he's in. But do you, if Tom went to him still now, John, do you think Bruce Arians reconsiders? Or does that sound like a man that's made his decision already? Doesn't matter what Tom Brady thinks.
I think he would say no.
Because it's easy to, right? Because all you got to do is remind Tom Brady what we've been saying.
Chris Godwin, like, and Mike
Evans.
Look
at those two 1,100-yard receivers, and one of them's one of the best we've seen over the first, five, 6 years of his career, and Mike Evans, the best we've seen in the NFL in terms of most productive. You don't need him, bro. We don't need him. Jeff Darlington told a follow-up story on this, the ESPN reporter this morning on Get Up, that Bruce Arians, who was formerly Pittsburgh's offense coordinator, when Brown was there for a couple seasons, they didn't have a problem together. They were fine then. But it was last year, and I had to be reminded of this because I didn't remember it at all, that I guess Bruce Arians was being asked when Antonio Brown's going through everything and everybody was getting asked, would you add him? And in his description of his former player, he was like, you know, Brown wasn't much of a diva. He wasn't a diva like this back then with me.
Correct.
And Brown took, like he was doing back in those days, was taking offense at anything, any criticism, anything anyone was saying about him. He jumped back on Arians and said, well, you're talking about divas. You're the dude that wears the Kangols and the sunglasses on the sideline. That's pretty diva for an NFL head coach to me. And to that point, Darlington was making both of them have rubbed each other the wrong way with that. And so when you've got that in the history, too, you're probably going to say no. He made it pretty clear it's not a locker room fit. He understands it at this point. And who out there thinks that Antonio Brown is going to help a locker room at this point? If he makes a team, it'll be for what that host said, it would be for the player he is, that kind of thing. But again, they're already loaded.
Yep.
They don't need him. They don't need the risk. That's the essential word here, is they don't need to risk it. Even if, even if he was on the vet minimum, you still don't need him. You can go out and find a better third receiver, or more functional one, certainly, that's not going to bring as much risk to the table. So, made all the sense in the world. I was kind of glad to hear Arian shut it down. I will be interested to see if Tom was so committed to him, though, that he might go back and pose it. I highly doubt that Tom is that committed, but we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's very simple.
Remember when you wanted Antonio Brown
badly?
But before you've spoken into it in existence.
Before I knew,
that was another time, man. Just like before COVID-19.
Have you never, thought you wanted something, man, and then you had it, and you thought you were wrong to want it?
No, man, once you want, you get it and it's sweet. You work so hard for it and you get it and it's sweet.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now.
What did you get that when you got it, the taste wasn't like you thought it was going to be?
Heroin. I don't know. I'm kidding.
Awful answer.
But I'm just saying that.
I hope you're kidding, because you've overcome a lot if that's
there great. There are things that we think we want in life. You know, whether that's a relationship with a person, right?
Yeah.
I'm mostly talking about that. I used to think when, I was 16 and 17, and I was in these relationships, man, and we all been there, that this is the only person for me. I cannot imagine a life without this person. And then you just, live your life without that person.
You know what I thought? as a skinny wannabe football player back at Snowden, I used to go to the mall and go to GNC, you remember, and go get the muscle gain.
The supplements.
And it was the powder stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
The big 2-gallon,
like
1-gallon
protein.
Yes, and if you drink it and you mix it up with water, well, that'll help put on. But if you put some milk with that stuff, you're really going to put it on. And that was the mass gainer, right? That's how I was going to build mass, John, and be a big brick house dude on this 5'11", 3-quarter frame. You understand what I'm saying? Really bulk up.
Yep.
And you start drinking that stuff when you're a skinny man like me, you want to throw up. You understand what I'm saying? I thought I wanted that, but what I didn't realize is that wasn't the life for me. And what I should have just told my young self back then was just wait until you're 43. You're going to get that mass that you want. It's just not going to be where you want it.
Exactly. For me, I don't think I had a moment like that, but I think it was really my first real girlfriend, not Cookie. Everybody wants to talk about it. I'm not going to say this one's name, but I felt like I couldn't go on without her.
Caroline.
No, her name was actually,
it was a white name.
It was a white name. Her name was
Mindy.
No.
Becky.
No. Kristen. That's a pretty white name, right?
Well, I have a niece that's named Kristen.
But would you say overwhelmingly it was a white name?
I think there are many. Maybe not. No, I don't think that's one's okay. White enough. Becky is what you want.
Okay. No, I don't.
Mindy.
Yeah. No. Well, Mindy.
Mandy.
Mandy is definitely white name. Yes, white. Jennifer.
Again, John, that one's interchangeable.
Is it?
You're not doing well at this game at all.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. But I thought that was the one for me, and I thought I'd never love again, but I did very soon after. And so that's how I related to Antonio Brown. It's like I thought I wanted that, and I thought it would be good for me. It just very much wasn't. It was a very toxic, very volatile relationship, and honestly, it's really sad. Like, it's sad to see what has happened to him, and it just goes to show you if you can't get on a team when Tom Brady is vouching for you, then
Coach said no.
You're done.
Don't you think it's over?
You're done.
That is the next question for Antonio Brown is, if that, to your point, looks like it's done. Everybody that's been asked about this, Bruce Arians come out, he's very you know, succinct on it? No, is the answer. Well, who else going to take him?
Exactly.
To John's point. Tom still feels some affinity for this dude, willing to stand up for him at least at some point. We'll see how far, because I highly doubt once your head coach says no that he's going to push it. Again, you're already loaded.
Exactly.
I think it's over.
You give it a shot. You give it a shot. You ask. You know, are you willing to have him on your? I mean, when he's saying I won't even consider it for a veteran minimum. Bro.
Maybe we're being naive. Maybe the Cardinals would on a vet minimum. You know, once he gets cleared. Again, no, clearly not the Patriots.
But the Cardinals just got DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh, I know, and maybe they feel like putting another one with him. You understand what I'm saying? Makes them a playoff team. There's a lot of NFL teams, man. That's one thing that mm-hmm. somebody wouldn't give them a kick of the tires on the vet minimum. That's what I'm saying. Maybe they would, but this to me, I mean, if Tom Brady can't get you there, it's trouble.
Yeah,
so
it is.
He's gonna be hard pressed to get back in.
Probably it. For Antonio Brown.
Next story.
All right, so this was pretty jarring news, and it makes all the sense in the world, but nonetheless, Roman Reigns, who, of course, you know, is one of the top names in the WWE, the World Wrestling Entertainment, he has pulled out. He has pulled out of WrestleMania. I believe he was set to headline. I don't know if he's going to main event. He might have been main eventing. I'm not sure. Even with the dearth of live events, I do not watch wrestling. But I do know Roman Reigns, and I do know how big he is to people. And he is not going to participate in WrestleMania because he had leukemia. He's a leukemia survivor, which means his immune system is compromised. And he's made the choice that, you know, hey, I can't risk it for my family. I can't risk it for myself. You know, and I do wonder, like, as we get back to, we're not there yet, but as we do get back to talking about, okay, when can things start? I mean, are there no, players in the NFL or NBA, you know, who have compromised immune systems? I'm sure there are. You know, if you have asthma, you know, that's something. You know,
Didn't Travis Frederick just have to retire because of an autoimmune disease?
Quite possibly.
Yes, the Dallas Cowboys center, yeah. I believe, is stepping away from the game, I believe, at 29.
Yeah.
So absolutely, I'd imagine.
He had a nerve disorder.
Okay. I'm compromised the systems, all that kind of thing. There got to be. I mean, there's a ton of players in the NFL, so absolutely.
You know, so I think you're going to see precautions, you know. I mean, guys are going to say, listen, I can't risk this because if I can come down with coronavirus and COVID-19, then I could die. And it could really impact me, beyond, just a two-week sort of quarantine. So, Roman Reigns was supposed to, as you know, Jason, because I know you're up on your.
Oh, I have been the last 2 weeks.
He was supposed to face Goldberg for the Universal title.
They signed the contract last week.
Yeah.
That's how up on it I am.
And so now the WWE is going to seek a new opponent for Goldberg, who, I mean, I cannot believe that.
WrestleMania is wrecked. Let's just be real.
Well, I mean, it's.
Guys are pulling out. That's what I'm saying. And like, you don't know who's going to be in. You don't know if they're going to be healthy if they sign up right now. By the time we get there, it's just how can you depend on anything at this point? And if you're not, I mean, again, it feels like it's going to be wrecked.
If you'd have told me in 2020, in 2001, right, that in 2020 we're going to be running out of toilet paper because of a novel virus, and that we're going to be basically shut in our homes, and that Donald Trump is going to be the president, and that Goldberg is still going to be wrestling for championships, I'd have slapped you in the face. I'd have been like, what the hell? This makes no sense. None of this makes any sense what you're telling me.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, Goldberg has got to be almost 60 years old.
I was in awe of the shape he was in. I watched him and, you know, Roman Reigns get nose to nose there for a little bit.
He's 53.
He's in amazing shape.
He is 53 freaking years old. He looks no different, really, than he did 20 years ago.
Don't you imagine a guy like that's got problems, like back problems and issues, chronic issues.
Yes.
And apparently is in good enough shape still that you can fight through that and do that at 53 against a grown man like Roman Reigns.
I mean, it's amazing, man.
How old's Roman?
Roman's probably in his mid-30s, if I had to say. Let's see. Roman Reigns
and probably in the best shape of
34.
His life.
Yeah, he's 34 years old.
34 years old. He might be a little bit past best shape of his life, but if he's not, he's close. Again, that was going to be a challenge for Goldberg anyway. Take down that big boy. Probably want to do somebody a little lighter in the tail anyway.
So will
It'll
you
help out his
will
back?
Will you watch tonight?
I've been watching just because it's on, John. I've been committed the last 2 weeks. You see, I'm giving you updates on it. I know you don't watch anymore. We've done a total 180 in terms of where we were in wrestling coming into this show and where we are right now. You were the guy that loved it. You could do a great heel. You were could be Mean Gene. We'd have wrestlers in here do interviews. Now you can't stand it. Now I'm the one that couldn't stand it early on, and now I'm watching it. I could tell you the whole SmackDown rundown last week almost.
But does CJ care about it?
He's not really in it, except when Sasha Banks is fighting, I've noticed.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know.
There's something going on. That's when the little head peeks out from behind the iPad and is looking up at the TV. He can't take his eyes off.
He likes the women wrestlers.
Mrs. Banks, yes. He likes the women wrestlers. And you know what? His old dad sat by and said, yeah, just like his pappy.
What?
Yep. I'm not going to lie to you.
He's six.
I was pleased. Come on, they got enough clothes on that they can be on the television. It's not like he's watching naked women up there. I was just pleased to see him sort of choosing. You know what I'm saying? Like we say in the street, Chris was choosing.
It's very different. Women, you know, women wrestlers are treated very differently today than they would have been, you know, 19, 20 years ago. I mean, they used to in wrestling would have to, they'd be subjected to mud wrestling.
Yeah, they don't have to do that crap anymore.
You know, bra and panties matches.
Yeah. I mean, they just Vince lets them be athletes now, right?
That's right. They have real respect.
Now the ones I don't like are the crazy ones.
There are a lot of crazy ones.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it's
yeah,
just,
I know. Like,
and she's gonna be like super energetic and like doing the fake little run before she runs at you. Like that gets silly.
So women running is kind of what turns you off.
Well, no, it's the running in place before I'm running and speeding up, and then they take off. You know what I mean? That looks silly. It looked absolutely foolish. But Sasha Banks doesn't do that.
No, she's an athlete. Bayley as well. Bayley's an athlete.
Who's our girl that we had in?
Becky Lynch.
She's the man.
She's the man, bro. Yeah,
I haven't seen her the first 2 weeks on SmackDown.
So, anyway, I don't know if he'll be the last. I don't know if Roman Reigns will be the last, but he's certainly the biggest name so far that has pulled out of WrestleMania. It's a two-night event. Gronk is hosting it. We haven't talked about that. Gronk is hosting.
That's still the plan. Let's Gronk come down with anything.
Well, I mean, is the WWE not a model? Is the WWE not a model for, like, for example, I'm just bringing it up, the NBA? I mean, because they have stringent testing and they do the screening. And if you enter that performance center, you know, it's one site. If you enter that performance center, you got to go through all of that. And there's a lot of wrestlers, you know? I mean, you're talking about, you know, on a given card, you know, I don't know, 20 people maybe, you know, 20 to 25 people who are going to appear, and plus all the cameramen and, you know, the production people and the writers and stuff like that. I mean, I imagine there's, you know, a similar number of people.
What I know you wouldn't give it to me and Bennett on the more people are watching this because there's nothing else, but would you watch WrestleMania because there's nothing else? Or well, that one too is just you're so out on wrestling, not even WrestleMania, and specifically not, especially not with Roman Reigns out, you won't even give it a watch with nothing else going on right now. Was it next month, right? I mean, we're a couple of weeks away.
I just don't
you
care.
We see where you're at.
I just don't care.
Dude,
it's
all that's out there right there.
I know, but I mean, you have to.
You either do Netflix or you don't do Friday or you don't do SmackDown. One or the other.
Yeah, I mean,
you see where you're at.
You know, there's a lot of content on YouTube, man. I mean, you got to give it a shot. There's a lot of stuff out there, man.
YouTube TV.
YouTube TV as well. I mean, there's a lot of other things to watch. But you know, I'm not gonna hate on you if you watch WrestleMania. I mean, I get it. It's the granddaddy of them all. I'm not gonna take it away from you, but. Am I going to be, I mean, two-night event? No, thanks.
Oh, it's different times. I mean, they would have had 80,000 in Raymond James for this thing.
They would. I mean, I know
how. Now you're doing it with no fans.
Would I like to go to a WrestleMania? Like, would I?
Oh, that's a different experience.
Yeah, I regret that I didn't go to WrestleMania 6 years ago when it was in New Orleans. Like, because The Rock was there, Hulk Hogan was there, Stone Cold was there. It would have been a great memory. And I could have gone, and it was right down the road. I don't know. I'm kind of past.
Oh, we see. You've grown.
The novelty of it.
I was telling you back then, stop watching it. Now, the only reason this grown man does still, because there's nothing else on.
I understand. All right, when we come back, Paul Feinbaum is going to join us. We'll talk to him about the role college football can play and sort of the stopping of the spread, Nick Saban, and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. till 11 a.m., 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Can I just tell you before I do this, by the way, how much I appreciate being able to do this show and you folks listening. I like to think that, I mean, we're a quote-unquote essential. I've never felt that this show is more a part of the community than I have these last couple weeks, both with the guests that we have and then when y'all call in.
92.9 is helping Memphis stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stayconnected.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, one of the best clothing stores in the nation. It's where I shop. It's where you should shop. And here to tell you why is Rob Joyner from James Davis.
Gary, we are continuing with the Paul Bettinelli suits with 9 fabrics to choose from, regularly $5.95, and they are 2 for just $7.95. An unbeatable savings with super 130s, wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, natural stretch, trim, and classic fit. We now have full custom suits and sport coats from Paul Bettinelli. We take 13 measurements to make the perfect fit. You have button options, lapel options, as well as pocket treatments. And in 3 to 4 weeks, your perfectly fit garment is here starting at $6.95. It's amazing. You rank in the top 10 toughest fits in America, and the suits we made for you fit like a glove.
So you heard him. You know where to go. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. That's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Hi, folks. Bob Berkheimer for Sunrise Buick GMC Truck. A lot has happened overnight, and just wanted to let you know we're open at Sunrise for all your automotive needs, service, body shop, parts, and sales. Go online to sunrisememphis.com to schedule an appointment. Should you need a vehicle, we're offering 0% up to 84 months with deferred payments up to 120 days. You can shop online. We'll bring the car or truck to you. At Sunrise, we know you want to feel safe, so bring your car or truck to any Sunrise location, and we'll disinfect it at no charge. Sunrise, stress-free and safe. Covington Pike, Wolf Chase, and Collierville.
Get My Perks has a sweet deal for you today. $30 of delicious treats and Nothing Bundt cakes for only $20. Nothing Bundt has 2 locations, in Memphis and now open in Olive Branch. Choose from 10 luscious bun flavors and 40 unique cake designs. Nothing Bundt cakes are made fresh daily using real eggs, real butter, and real cream cheese, and are available in numerous sizes. There are only a limited number of Nothing Bundt cake deals, so get yours before they're gone at GetMyPerks.com.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
If you like pina coladas, get
spilled your pina colada? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to getting caught in the rain.
If you like pina coladas,
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Paul Finebaum is the host of the Paul Finebaum Show. It returns to the SEC Network on Monday. He's on Twitter at Finebaum. He joins us now. Hey, Paul, what's going on?
My friends, what's happening in the Bluff City? I'm afraid to ask.
Well, yesterday everybody was enjoying the weather, unfortunately.
Too many of us.
One of those backwards things.
I was talking to a friend of mine this morning, and he said, so what's going on? So I'm just thinking about today. It would be the Friday of the Sweet 16, and we have an epic matchup, a couple of them tonight. I think we've all run out of things to say about how bizarre the last 2 weeks are. I thought, you know, when you've lived a long life, you think you have seen it all, but I was wrong. Was not prepared for this.
Yeah.
Same here. No question.
I think
about
that's the case for most of us. The approach that I am taking to the rest of sports, namely college football and the NFL, is we don't know. So whether it's whoever you ask, nobody really knows. I know athletic directors
have to put plans in place for that because that's their job. They're supposed to have sort of contingency plans. And so they should be discussing a world without football. But have you been able to bring yourself, Paul, to the idea of a fall with no football yet?
No, I refuse to. Because I know what people are saying, and everybody has an opinion. But the most important thing to remember is these are all opinions right now. I mean, if somebody can say I don't think we're going to have college football, or I don't think we should, then good for them. Welcome to they're welcome to their opinion, but it's not based on anything. I talk to people every day. You talk to people every day, and everyone says the same thing because they're telling the truth. We don't know a week from now, 2 weeks from now, and we certainly don't know 5 months from now. So if someone wants to say we're not going to have college football or pro football or high school football, they're saying it, but they're not basing it on anything because, I think things are going to be at the best, things are going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
That goes without saying. At the worst, if we don't have it, we don't have it. But I'm not going there yet.
I guess how likely is it? Because we've already sort of punted on spring football here, right? Like we know we're not going to have that. And then you have your fall camp in August. I mean, is there a logistical way though? I mean, just in terms of we're trying to plot this thing out, right? Like if we say that this is going to last into May and then we're getting back to normal in June, that certainly would be the hopeful timeline. Are you pushing fall camp maybe back a couple of weeks? I mean, how do you even begin to sort of do this?
What I've heard consistently, these are just theories, nobody has anything else to offer, is that there's the hope if by the end of the spring or late spring, we are in a position that we can return to a semblance of normalcy. The NCAA or conferences would probably allow a mini camp just to get everyone tested, get everyone retake physicals, because you're going to have to do that, by the way. And then maybe open camps up at a normal time. But I think there has to be a preamble before we get to camp. I'm not suggesting spring ball in full, but there has to be something along those lines. What's interesting is that I was talking to a guy the other day at Clemson. They had already done 9 of 15 practices. So, I mean, most of what they needed to do have been done. But you and I both know the majority of the schools have not done it. Alabama, for instance, was supposed to open 2 weeks ago today. They never made it.
Mike Leach of Mississippi State. Paul, we hadn't gotten your opinion here locally. And how crazy just that division's going to be. If we don't have anything else, Mike Leach at Mississippi State, I was just hoping to see that this year. You got Kiffin down at Ole Miss. What do you think of how this thing's developed?
Yeah, I would say the press conferences at State and Ole Miss are going to be a little more entertaining without Joe Moorhead and Matt Luke. Matt Luke was a lovable guy. Joe Moorhead was maybe one of the dullest human beings I've ever met. And Leach is going to be a blast.
Yes.
Kiffin is to me amazing. The state of Mississippi has taken a big step forward, and I for one am hope here we go again, hoping for that day that we can begin talking about it again.
Can Leach get Starkville rocking like Mullen had it?
No, I think that's going to be a much more difficult thing to do. Mm-hmm. I think Leach is a good coach. But if you study his record, you see some very good years, but you see a lot of inconsistency. And some of that I think is that Leach has never paid much attention to defense, and it's really important in the SEC.
Amen.
To start on the defensive side of the ball. I know Mike's not asking my opinion, but I'm going to offer it anyway. And I think he's done pretty well in terms of the personnel he's hired, but. You can't play Mike Leach ball from the Pac-12 and expect to win in the SEC.
For these first year coaches, Paul, who here in Memphis, right? Ryan Silverfield, Florida State, Mike Norvell. Obviously, Mike has done it before. It's not his first time ever being a head coach, but I mean, I'd imagine this makes it really tough because you're trying to come in, right? You're trying to set a tone. You're trying to come in and you're trying to, set the tone for the culture, and you're trying to implement who you are and your expectations. And, like, You can't even be around the guys right now. And I listen, I know that in the grand scheme of things, this doesn't even register on the blip of problems that people are dealing with coronavirus. But it is a reality for these coaches who, you know, they can't even really – they can't even talk face-to-face with their players.
No, and I do think and I agree. Listen, I don't think we have to qualify everything anymore. Everyone listening knows how serious this is. And I think they come to programs like yours to maybe take a little bit of a break.
Yep.
So, yes, I think it favors some of the most obvious people in college sports. It favors Nick Saban. It favors Kirby Smart. It favors Dabo Sweeney. It favors Oregon with Mario Cristobal and Ryan Day at Ohio State. I don't think it favors new programs when you're doing – I mean, I don't – Lane Kiffin last time I talked to him was complaining because he did not have much time in recruiting to get set. Now he's got even less time to try to figure out what type of team he has. And spring ball is about that. I mean, there's not a lot you're trying to get done. But you are trying to identify, what kind of players you have and how committed are they and how much buy-in they will have to your set of philosophy.
Yeah, we are, of course, talking to Paul Feinbaum. He is the host of the Paul Feinbaum Show. Going to be on the SEC Network on Monday. Candidly, Paul, I'm curious because I have much respect for you as a voice, as a journalist. Your show is coming back after a hiatus, a two-week hiatus on Monday, and I suspect you're plowing forward, you know, like the rest of us who are lucky enough to be doing what we do. What is your plan? I mean, what is your plan sort of just in terms of content and how to navigate these never-before-seen waters where I know what you would be doing, you know, if this was a normal year. You'd be breaking down Alabama spring practice and the quarterback competitions and everything. Like, it would be easy for you, right? What is the plan now?
Yeah, what's interesting is what I've done the last 2 weeks is what you guys do every day, radio. And, you know, people go, you're doing radio. I'm going, well, I used to do that for – that used to be what I did and what I loved. And in some ways I have enjoyed doing only radio.
Yeah.
Because it's so much more intimate than television. Now, the one thing I must say about, you know, I mean, we were doing the show a week ago, 2 weeks ago last Thursday, mm-hmm. and right at the end of the show, they said there's a meeting afterwards, and they said we have to shut the place down. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like we decided to, you know, take a vacation.
Right.
So we went into, and on the radio show, which is heard nationally on Sirius, we broadened it a little bit. We brought people into the show that normally wouldn't have a voice because it's not very sports related. We had an astronaut on the other day, guys, who spent a year in space.
Wow!
And he was giving us advice on isolation. And by the way, I mean, he would know.
Yes.
But so Monday, what's important to point out is that the Monday show is essentially going to be a radio show.
Gotcha.
We still can't bring our people back. So there'll be a picture of me on the screen, which will be scary to some. And essentially, you'll be watching radio. That may not sound like a lot, but a lot of folks that we had our phone screener the other day trying to explain to a lady, like an 80-year-old lady in Missouri, how to download the ESPN radio app. And it would have been a funny bit for Jimmy Kimmel, because you know she missed the show and couldn't figure out how to get it. You know, to young guys like you and in the audience, that's not a big deal. But we have an amazing number of elderly people who watch us every day. Who, you know, there's only so much Fox News and CNN you can take.
No, that's definitely true. I think that it does not help if you're overexposed to that. I will ask you, though, like, I think we're going to see a lot of changes in every corner of society, right? I think we're going to see changes in the restaurant industry. I think we're going to see changes in sort of the way we do things in business. Like, are we going to continue to have as many in-person office meetings as we maybe otherwise would have? I think you're going to see some businesses decide we don't need an office building. How do you think it will change the sports content industry? Do you think it will change? Because, I mean, we may have to sort of tap dance, right, for the next 6-7 months. Who knows? Do you think there will be any kind of widespread changes in sort of the way we do things?
I think from a big picture standpoint, there are going to be dramatic changes. I think the glut of trying to outdo the next one is going to end. You know, think about if you know, the stock market, you know, every time it goes down, that's a fat cat booster at Memphis or Tennessee or Ole Miss is going, you know what, I'm not sure I'm going to give $5 million or $10 million this year or, yep. or $500,000 or $10,000. That's a big deal in college athletics. I think it's going to affect a lot of other things too because I think there's a – let's say everything is okay on August 28th or the first day of the season. I think some people are going to be a little concerned about – sitting in the stadium with so many people, especially when we get to basketball season.
Yeah.
And I really do think there's going to be profound changes. I'm not smart enough to pontificate on where they will all be, but without knowing the end line of this virus. But I sense a big change in society, and I think that trickles down to sports. And I still think we're going to love the games as much as we ever have. But I think there were, and by the way, what was the biggest issue in college football facing athletic directors before this showed up on our radar screen? It was attendance. People were not yep. going to the games.
No, you're right. You're right.
I've talked to countless athletic directors about that, and people are going to be less inclined to go to the games yep. now. And the reason they weren't going to the games, if you were an older person, it's easier to stay home and watch it on television. If you're a younger person, it's not a good place to interact from a social media standpoint with your friends. And if you're just an average middle-of-the-road person, you're going, what do I need it for? Why do I need to sit online trying to get out of a stadium for 3 hours when I can sit at home and watch everything under the sun?
Paul, you confident in your fellow man that enough of us are doing our part? You know what I mean? You know, yesterday was one thing. We had a crazy warm day in Memphis, and everyone is out. And sure, go out and get your exercise, obviously, but you still saw groups. What do you think? Do you think enough of us are doing this right, following
yeah,
the orders to flatten it?
I do. I think we finally got the first sunny day here I think we've had in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I mean, and I'm not trying to act like an epidemiologist, although I'm married to a physician and I hear this every night. Instead of me yelling at the broadcasters of a sporting event, she's yelling back at all the doctors telling people what they should and shouldn't do. And bottom line is if people are going outside, you're in pretty good shape.
Paul, I'm then going to ask you, I mean, I think as sort of, you know, every time we have you on, Memphis football sort of reaches like this new milestone, right? Like, I mean, obviously the AAC championship a couple of years ago, they did it again this year, and then a Cotton Bowl appearance. I mean, can you believe that? I mean, Memphis football was in the freaking Cotton Bowl. It must just be totally in this weird year, right?
Game day.
Memphis yeah. had game day. Memphis had Cotton Bowl in the same year.
Yeah, I will tell you, probably the most unhappy Saturday of the year I experienced was the day Memphis had game day. And I say that because I can't remember where I was. I may have been in Athens or I don't even remember. But I'm sitting there watching, I'm all going, and suddenly my entire life is going through my hands. And I'm thinking, you know, when I was 15 years old, my buddy and I, my mom would drop us off at the stadium, and Memphis would be playing, McNeese State or some, Chattanooga or Wake Forest or Virginia Tech or something. And we'd sit up by ourselves in our own section. And, I mean, nobody wanted to go to those games. I mean, Billy Spook Murphy was the coach of my teenage years.
Yep.
And it got better after that a little bit with I think Fred Pankos took over. I'm going back in the 70s. And then, you know, all the ups and downs. And I could not believe it because I would have just given anything to be a Memphis fan that day. And it was such a cool thing to watch later that night. I think I was in, I had to fly up to ESPN in Connecticut and I caught the game, and it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing to me. And, you know, the Cotton Bowl was equal to that, but I could not believe it. And, you know, I used to think the greatest moment of my life as a Memphis fan was as a 15-year-old, or 16-year-old in Memphis, in St. Louis, watching the championship game against UCLA with Gene Bartow coaching, but I think that game day experience pretty well came close.
Oh, it's historic.
Paul, man, we appreciate the time.
It's an honor, Paul.
As always, stay safe and appreciate the time.
You.
Guys, be careful, and thanks so much for inviting me. I can't wait to come back.
It's
yes,
a pleasure.
Sir. He is Paul Finebaum, host of the Paul Finebaum Show, which returns to the SEC Network on Monday. And I think that's the main takeaway I have from that is, you know, if you hear somebody say, like, for example, Kirk Herbstreit today, right? Kirk Herbstreit today told TMZ that he would be shocked if there's football. That's fine. You can have that opinion. You can be shocked if there's football. Or you could say, I won't be shocked if there's football. We're all speculating at this point. You know, we're all it's just opinion based right now. Nobody has come out and said, I don't think there's been an epidemiologist or anything or anybody that works in the United States government, Deborah Birx or Anthony Fauci, who said, you know, we just don't think we can have football responsibly. Nobody said that yet. And so we're really just projecting. Things seem very bad right now, right? Things seem very bad. We have more cases than anybody else in the world. But they're not as bad as they could be, right? Italy, it is astronomical.
In terms of more deaths,
yes.
With fewer cases.
Yes. I mean, it's like what they are going through right now is horrific compared to. And I know that, you know, we're going to have hospitals here that are overrun, and I hope that for the most part we are able to avoid that. So I know I'm not trying to sound naive. I know that there are problems that we have in America and with the American healthcare system, but it absolutely could be worse.
I think you're right. Well said. Something Paul said struck me. He was talking about how much he missed not getting a chance to participate in game day.
Yes.
How that felt like something historic that he missed out on.
Yep.
The commercial appeal, I don't know if you noticed it. We hadn't talked about it on the show yet, but they did a greatest Memphis sports moments to help you get through coronavirus. And I went through it. I think Munz and Giannotto did a great job and got. But I just wondered, is that not one of them? I wonder if it was a slight omission not having, speaking of the game day experience. Now listen, I know some of these are sporting events,
mm-hmm.
right? And maybe that's the line you draw, but then you get down to the more great sports moments, and Penny Hardaway's hiring as Memphis basketball coach. Well, that's not a game. That's a development. That's an occurrence. So I figured game day, much in the same vein, was, because to you, was that, we may never see that again. You see, and like Paul said, having, in a basketball town like Memphis was, it felt like a whole new step, you know, a huge step that you're making in terms of relevance on the football side.
Yep.
You know, a place that you'd never been in terms of the entire nation watching. And that, to me, felt like one of the great moments. The Cotton Bowl was great. That whole season was great. But just the sight of Beal that day,
yep.
right, just having, you know, what Kirk was saying, one of the best place we were all year.
It really
that,
was.
To me, was one of the greatest sports moments. Watching that
Absolutely,
on television,
man.
That morning made me want to be down there. And hearing Paul again reminded me of watching it from the outside looking in, it reminded me. That's one that I think should be on the list and I think counts. Penny's Hard, they got all the rest. They got them all right. But I thought that's one that deserves some mention.
Yeah, agreed. All right, we will come back. We're going to be joined by Wade Phillips, son of Bum, at 1:25. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
If you're the kind of person who agrees nothing beats the great outdoors, we have some fantastic news. Honda has found a way to make the outdoors even greater with special offers on some of our best four-wheel vehicles. It's happening now during the Greater Outdoor Sales Event at DeSoto Honda. Every Honda ATV and Pioneer side-by-side has the power to take on the biggest jobs and trails. And for unbridled thrills over any terrain, there's our Talon 1000s. Find the four-wheel vehicle that works hardest for you and start the year with a great deal, like up to $1,400 factory-to-dealer incentives on select models. Make this your greatest year outdoors yet. But hurry, because offers this good can't last long. Get to DeSoto Honda in Olive Branch now during the Greater Outdoors Sales Event. Factory-to-dealer incentives are good with select new and unregistered models. See DeSoto Honda for complete program details. And find them online at DeSotoHonda.net.
Get My Perks has a sweet deal for you today. $30 of delicious treats and Nothing Bundt cakes for only $20. Nothing Bundt has two locations, in Memphis and now open in Olive Branch. Choose from 10 luscious Bundt flavors and 40 unique cake designs. Nothing Bundt cakes are made fresh daily using real eggs, real butter, and real cream cheese, and are available in numerous sizes. There are only a limited number of Nothing Bundt cake deals, so get yours before they're gone at GetMyPerks.com.
Let's up your life with Let's.
It's time to be the talk of the neighborhood or lake house with that custom golf cart built by the experts at LADS. With both new and used models, they're sure to have exactly what you need. The brand new Club Car Onward encourages families and friends to come together and enjoy being outside. Find out more at LADSonline.com or give us a call at 901-324-8801.
LADS, up your life with LADS. LADS, up your life.
Credit Karma can help you make financial progress by giving you free scores, reports, and monitoring. But
Credit Karma does not give you the love that only a mother can. It's just an app.
I miss my mom.
But you can use Credit Karma to help you improve your credit. But it cannot solve the eternal question surrounding the human condition.
Oh, come on, I need answers.
But signing up is free. No credit card needed. Just download the Credit Karma app now.
Oh, there's my answer.
Credit Karma. Here's to progress.
Warm weather is on its way, and your backyard is calling. Can you hear it? If your yard needs a little TLC, Walmart's got you covered. Tackle all your projects with new tools, like the exclusive Hart cordless 20-inch push mower. Hart's entire range is powered by a rechargeable 40-volt battery, so you'll enjoy fade-free power from first cut to last. Skip the extra trip to the home improvement store and get high-performance power tools at Walmart. Easy to pull off and easy on your budget. Shop now at Walmart.
I'm Joe Coy, stand-up comedian, and I'm here to toast my mother. Sam Adams is the best beer for this toast. It's grassroots, it's family. What I take from that is the same thing that I got from my mom. Mom, when you came to this country, it was to give the kids an opportunity that you knew that you would never have. Thank you for everything you sacrificed. So this is for you.
I'm so proud of you.
I love you so much. Oh my God, bottoms up. Slow down, lady.
That's good.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Savor the flavor responsibly.
Here's Howie Long for Skechers Wide Fit.
Regular shoes feel cramped and uncomfortable. Kind of like getting stuck in the middle seat of an airplane.
Excuse me, that's my armrest.
I'm pretty sure that's my armrest. But wide fit shoes from Skechers feel like this.
Mr. Long, you've been upgraded.
That's why I wear Skechers Wide Fit. They've got extra room throughout. Plus Skechers exclusive air cool memory foam. They're like first class for your feet.
Find Skechers Wide Fit at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Until she went to Triumph Bank the other day, Naya had never set foot in a bank. Naya just graduated from Freedom Prep. She's been a big part of the inner city rugby program. Naya started making a little money from her job at Girls Inc., but she didn't even have a checking account. And that's where Triumph Bank stepped in to help. They set Naya up with a checking account and her very first debit card. They showed Naya how easy it is to do their online banking with their mobile app. Not only that, the folks at Triumph decided to work with Inner City Rugby to teach more young people like Naya about financial literacy so they can feel more confident and can start to build brighter financial futures for themselves. Naya is the first of dozens in the program who will benefit from Triumph's personal touch. You can benefit too, of course. Triumph offers that same personal touch to everyone who steps through their doors. So go to their website at triumphbank.com. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
It's time for the 2020 census, but what is the census? For my grandfather, the census meant new possibilities. He came here 50 years ago for a better life, and he learned the census counted everyone to inform billions of dollars in funding each year for things that mattered to him and his community. Thanks to him, we all got counted, which gave us all the possibilities we have today.
Shape your future. Start here. Complete the census at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
So people out there might think that when an investor says they want to buy your home for cash, the offer is not going to be a good one. Well, that is not the case with the investor that the Live Love Memphis team is working with. So you might be thinking about listing your home, and you may want in your head $180,000 for it. Well, the chances are your offer from the investor the Live Love Memphis group at RE/MAX Experts is working with would most likely be in the $175,000 range. And that's all without the hassle of having to get ready to go on the market, the expense of needed repairs, appraisal, closing costs, census, and more, and those can be a pain. So you could actually be making more from your home with the investor offer.
You know, it's probably a pretty good time to do this because maybe you don't. Maybe, you know, with these rocky times, you're not sure if you want to look into selling that home. This is the perfect thing. If you're thinking of if you're not thinking of it, even if you are, this is a great deal. They'd love to hear from you. All you've got to do is send your address and an email to investor@livelovememphis.com, and they'll tell you what an investor will pay. You may end up that you get a higher number than you thought. There's absolutely no obligation to sell, and you're not going to be hassled to sell by Jennifer Carstensen and her team. They're just going to give you the info, so why wouldn't you want it, especially at a time like this? Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts is going to take care of everything for you. Again, it's very easy. All you've got to do is simply email your home address to this address, investor@livelovememphis.com. They'll get that number back to you, and I bet in a lot of cases you're going to be super impressed. If you're messing with another group, you're with the wrong group. Get with the right one. They're at livelovememphis.com.
Do you know this song, Jason?
No.
You look at me.
He rattled me, and I think that I wasn't even as good typically with that. Because
well,
you've rattled me.
This is Disturbed, Down With The Sickness. Down With The Sickness. Down with it. Not
kind of like what we're going to do at one with our F COVID-19 segment.
That's right. We're going down with COVID-19.
Yeah.
All right. You
never, a little bit too hardcore for me, bro.
Oh, wow. You got to get with it or get hit with it, man. I mean, Disturbed is one of these hot new bands you got to get on with. This is 92.9, dude. Before we were a sports station, we were the 93X. All right, so you need to get with it. Do you have any respect for the legacy that is 92.9? No.
Well, you guys need to have some respect. Remember, you brought a brother in here now.
Yeah, right? But I mean, what, a brother can't listen to a little hard rock every now and then, a little metal?
Brother, we doing that every day from 9 to 11.
Huh?
Every day from 9 to 11.
That is not hard rock.
And then from 2 to 6, that's what you're going to get. You're going to get that. And then from 11 to 2, you know how we do it? We do it R&B, right? You had the New Edition earlier. That's how we do it here.
Yeah, well, we can mix it up every now and then.
A little bit smoother.
We can mix it in. We can mix it up.
You're rattling the old man with that kind of music.
Ebony and Ivory. We're going to take your calls at 1 o'clock because the House of Representatives just passed that $2 trillion stimulus bill, which means you're going to get your money. You're going to get your money.
Help the people.
You're going to get your money.
Help the people. Send that check.
Send that check. So you're going to have that. Most of you will get it. It's going to go.
Except for you rich folks.
Yeah,
you're let's be real. 90% of Americans going to get something out of this.
Yes, exactly. I believe the parameters of that are $99,000 as an individual, $150,000 filing as a couple.
Well, 99, you're out.
Yeah, that's right.
You're blowing that. Yeah,
sorry, 99.
Start over because that
75,
was confusing.
Okay, 75,000 up to 75,000 as an individual.
Get the full.
It begins to phase out after that, right. And it's completely gone at 99.
You got it.
Okay.
So what is it doubled up? Can you
Dad,
do the math?
Dad, I can do this.
Where are you, Tola Black? We
I
need
can
your
do
help
this.
Right now. Let's
and then,
couple it up.
As a couple, if it's, it starts to phase out after 150,
correct.
Completely gone at 100 and
it's tough for
198.
Him. Very good.
Yes.
You've gotten better. Let's face
yes.
it.
Oh, our it's, years been, it's inspiring how good I've gotten. Isn't it?
And I hear that some of us, we're not going to be waiting until May on many of these as initially expected. Those of you that are already on direct deposit with the IRS, that's how you get your returns. It's probably going to get dropped in next couple of weeks. Like, typically my return comes back a little earlier than I expected. They're a little bit. Hopefully you'll get that next couple of weeks. For those that are going to have to wait on the checks, hopefully it won't go too far into May, and there's some hope that it'll be
right.
just by next month.
Now, it's time to have a little bit of real talk here, okay? It's time to have some real talk. Now, I know what that check is supposed to be for. I know what it's designed to be for. It's designed and it's being sent out for you to help mitigate your potential wage loss and to help you get through the month and pay your rent and pay your MLGW bill or whatever.
It's designed as help.
But we know that some of y'all ain't going to use it for that, don't we? Some of y'all going to be irresponsible with it.
But are they still stimulating, though?
In some cases, they could be stimulating certain industries, but I don't know if those industries are exactly in the regulated American economy.
Oh, okay, I know, because you were talking about heroin earlier. You're talking about drugs. You're talking about buying drugs.
You know, saying it's going to be at least you'll
nobody.
Get
a, nobody's buying heroin, and
no,
please don't buy any meth.
You know, somebody's going to get a quota, at least with that, at least a little QP. Okay. That's going to happen.
I imagine you can go some high grade with these amount of money.
Assuming you're not going to spend the entire $1,200, you know, you can responsibly get some high grade, still have about, I don't know.
How about a down payment on a car, fool, instead of drugs? I should have known that's what you're going to bring to the table. I mean, there's so many other. What are you talking about?
You could do that. You could put a down payment on a car.
Again, if you're blessed enough in a position that you've been able to work through this, because we obviously know what it's most needed for, the folks that have lost out. They don't have anything. They can't pay their mortgages right now, all of that, and desperately need it. Thank goodness they finally got this thing called to action, and now it's going to go through. But for those of us that have been blessed, and maybe that is what it's going to be for. Hopefully it's for something good, and in turn, when you do spend it, it's going to help us get back on track faster.
Absolutely.
Get back to normalcy.
I'm just glad they passed that.
Man, stop bickering and get it passed.
Get
That's
it
where
passed.
We were at. Help the people that you guys claim to represent. That was always my thing, rather than your own, worrying about your own individual agendas.
Yeah. There are different ways you can go about it. You know, some people may use it to pay down debt, right? Some people may use that boon to pay down debt, and I think that's a smart way to use it. Get out of debt first. I mean,
you know what's not smart? Using it on drugs, John. That's
I agree.
Not smart.
No, I
okay,
agree.
Okay, so let's stick to the smart side.
I'd say no. Just say no to drugs. But you can get yourself out of debt. You know, you can. I mean, if you can obviously still pay your bills for that month. But again, remember that we started this week, or maybe it was last week. I don't even know what day it is anymore, Jason. We talked about steps you can take with your mortgage company, with your car company, with your lease company.
Yeah, don't be too proud, Jason.
Call them and take advantage of the situation, right? Like, take advantage of it.
There are stories where a lot of these folks are getting 2-3 months of no mortgage. Their bank's willing to give them a break. Mortgage companies are willing to give them a break. So you got it. It's not going to happen if you don't ask.
Exactly.
And I hope that enough of us are in a position where we don't have to worry about it. But please, if you are not, do not be too proud to ask.
All right. Son of Bomb Wade Phillips is going to join us at 125. We will talk to him about his career, about his book, Son of Bomb, being the son of Bum Phillips, and sort of what the future holds for him.
He wants to coach again.
But before we do that, 535-3776-535-ESPN, we have set aside 1 o'clock pretty much every day for you, F COVID-19, or you want to tell us how you're going to spend that stimulus check.
Yeah.
What's your plan? 535-3776-535-ESPN. Your calls when we return. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. 92.9 FM, ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South station you can count on. Live on the radio.com free app.
Ride with the country's number one auto insurer, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle, with a big shout out to my awesome team now licensed in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Call or text 901-767-7777. We're still all better looking than a lizard.
Today, the demand for data analytics professionals is high. The computer and IT sector is projected to grow 12% through 2024. That's nearly 500,000 new jobs. If you're a degreed professional interested in advancing your career in technology, you should check out CBU's data analytics focus.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.